AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A royal apology from Kensington Palace. The Princess of Wales saying that, like a lot of amateur photographers, she edited a photo of her and her three children. That photo put out to try and calm fears over her recent hospitalization, but many spoke up saying the picture had been altered. Some are calling on the palace to release the original, unedited photo. Best Picture and Best Director at the Oscars last night went to Oppenheimer. This is director Christopher Nolan accepting his Academy Award.
Movies are just a little bit over 100 years old. I mean, imagine being there 100 years into painting or theater. We don't know where this incredible journey is going from here, but to know that you think that I'm a meaningful part of it means the world to me.
This is the start of Ramadan. There was hope that a ceasefire would be reached in Gaza before the month of fasting began, but that did not happen. Hunger worsening in the Gaza Strip, pressure mounting on Israel over the growing humanitarian crisis. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The search for a missing toddler from the Manitowoc area has expanded up to Green Bay. More than 50 volunteers began searching for 3-year-old Elijah Vu on trails and in wooded areas in Green Bay over the weekend. The boy's mother and her boyfriend are charged with child neglect. The presidential campaign returns to Wisconsin this week. President Biden will take his message to Milwaukee on Wednesday.
The president and vice president will travel to every battleground state in March. Mr. Biden will make stops in Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Georgia, New Hampshire, and Michigan over the next week. The Biden campaign is also opening up 100 new offices and adding 350 more staffers in battleground states.
Karen Travers reporting from the White House. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wegehout. About 34,000 gallons of wastewater flowed into Lake Mendota after a sewer line broke open on the west side last week. A valve broke during a routine maintenance check on Thursday. Madison sewerage officials say a total of 45,000 gallons of wastewater was released during the break. Two homes also had wastewater spill into their basements. Sewerage officials are still assessing the full impact of last week's spill. Dane County will pay $145,000 to settle a civil rights lawsuit filed by a former inmate at the Dane County Jail. Jimmy Joshua also sued 4 deputies and medical personnel who were on site during the incident in 2020. He says that the deputies used excessive force during an incident and left him with a serious hip injury that went unattended for 16 hours. Neither the county nor the individual deputies admit any wrongdoing as part of the settlement. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wegehout, WMDX News.
St. Patrick's Day is Sunday, March 17th. Let's party. It's the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, live at the High Noon Saloon in Madison, featuring Super Tanker, Iron Plow, and Cindy Set My Hair on Fire, and hosted by Mad Radio's morning show, John and Gordy. Advance tickets on sale now at high-noon.com. The Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, St. Patrick's Day Special, presented by Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and Civic Media, hometown radio refreshed.
The Badgers get iced.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports men's college hockey. The Badgers losing at home to Ohio State 3-1 in the Kohl Center. It was game 3 of a best of 3-game series. The Buckeyes with a losing record now advance in the Big Ten tournament, while the Badgers with the second best record will wait to find out in 2 weeks where they'll be seated in the NCAA tournament. The Badgers women's hockey team winning 6-3 against OSU Saturday in a competition in Minneapolis. College basketball, Marquette, the number 3 seed in the Big East tournament after beating Xavier. They'll play on Thursday. Wisconsin is the number 5 seed in the Big Ten tournament after losing on the road to Purdue 78-70. The Badgers will either face Maryland or Rutgers Thursday afternoon at 1:30 at the Target Center in Minneapolis. NBA, the Bucks with a 124-117 win over the Clippers. Is the chemistry between Damian Lillard and Giannis improving?
It's getting better and better. They're trusting it. You put two great players together.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny and a little breezy today. We'll get to around 64 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 15 to 25. Tonight we'll drop down to 45. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and warm, 69 for a high. Then on Wednesday, partly cloudy. Could see a few showers by late Wednesday and Wednesday night. Our high Wednesday, 64. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36.
This is Chuck Smith, owner of Current Electric, home of the superheroes. Have you noticed electrical problems in your home or business? Flickering lights, broken breakers, outlets that wiggle and jiggle? Current Electric knows the most important thing is protecting your family, and our heroes are experts at electrical repairs and upgrades. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, we answer the call. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. 262-786-5885. Keep your electricity alive.
Nothing better than the Vilas Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life.
The Republicans had an opportunity here to put their best foot forward and just sound normal. That's it. Don't shout, say normal things, and speak to regular Americans about what's real. And they blew it, as they do almost all the time in these State of the Union responses. They put up rising star in the Republican Party, Katie Britt, who is a senator from the state of Alabama and a Republican, as I said, and I don't know what the F I saw.
Wow. Something we never say on this show. You are right, Megyn Kelly.
I know. I was shocked.
I wondered if like, they were going to rally around her like they normally do with awful things. But even Republicans were like, oh, my God. Wow.
Yeah.
Crazy biatch.
Uh-huh.
Yes, please, Megyn, go on. Another thing I never say on this show.
I agree with the people saying she looked like she was auditioning for a show on Lifetime. The drama, the fake affectation, the over-the-top portrayal of emotions I did not believe she was feeling at all. Her inauthenticity, it was totally cringe, as the kids would say. Sorry, this is how I saw it.
All right.
And again, go on, Megyn. What else?
She embarrassed herself. She embarrassed the Republicans. And she embarrassed women. It was a disgrace. I was horrified by her performance. And I really think that it's going to take her years to rebound from that performance.
Wow. Aww. See, we can all just get along. Okay. Speaking of which, love from Hawaii. What? Betsy on Hawaii Island says, with the advent of daylight savings, I bid you all aloha and from Hawaii. Aloha, hello, and goodbye. 3 a.m. is beyond my ability to be awake. For the time being, I'll be catching just the last hour of your show. This is why God invented the Stephcast, correct, Chris?
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah. Yes.
Or the time zone check.
Yes. Fit. You and your guests keep me from going insane, trying to figure out the political and legal craziness. I discovered you in October 2022, enduring COVID-induced insomnia. Yes, vaxxed. You all helped me get through that horrible time with your love and respect for others and acknowledgement of the awfulness of insurrectionists as expressed through delicious humor. Nothing could have been better.
Delicious.
I thank you deeply for what you do. Mm-hmm. Yum, yum. We need everyone to hear your message. Aw, thank you, Beth. Wow, Hawaii, what an interesting idea for a sexy liberal show. Say Christmas time. Okay, I'm just saying, I'm just spitballing. I'm just putting it out there. Okay. Bob says, got Portland meet and grope tickets today. Got second row orchestra pit seats. Yesterday will be my first sexy liberal show, not counting videos. My wife went to the one in D.C. in 2022 and loved it. She was the lady who traveled from Idaho. I remember that lady from Idaho.
Hoodaho.
Sexyliberal.com. Hurry, get your...
Hoodaho? Idaho.
Not her.
Oh, stop it.
All right. Oh, look at this. Ron put out a montage of 30 clips from the last two Trump rallies where he slurred and mispronounced words and names, rambled incoherently. Man, if you ever needed to see a compare and contrast this week, it was Biden's great State of the Union. Then Trump mocking his stutter. When you thought you'd never see anything worse than him mocking the disabled reporter, like, here we go, right? And then I don't know if you saw this story. In Kansas, Biden beaten an effigy at Kansas GOP fundraiser. Just in case if you're wondering, is the entire party rotten to the core? Yes.
What's that with Kansas?
Everything according to this story. Thank you for that book question, that book joke.
Got some book learning.
Got it. Yeah, attendees were paid to kick and beat an effigy of President Biden. Yeah. It was part of a Kansas GOP event in Johnson County. Oh, the aptly named Johnson County, full of, it's literally a bag of Johnsons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Ted Nugent and disgraced former Kansas Attorney General Phil Klein were also the main attractions at the thing where you could see people kicking and punching. And
I'm glad Ted Nugent can still draw. A small crowd.
Isn't that great?
Yeah. Bless his heart.
Isn't that bless his heart? Okay. So, yeah, this is the, and just in case you missed it. Okay, here we go. Donald Trump mocking Joe Biden's stutter. Here we go. Six.
Okay.
Yes.
Two nights ago, we all heard Crooked Joe's angry, dark, hate-filled rant.
No.
Of a State of the Union address. Didn't it bring us together? Remember, he said, I'm going to bring the country together.
Are we still capable of being shocked and horrified by Donald Trump?
Nope.
He bores me.
Yeah. He's done that before.
You did. You have a glassy-eyed stare, Jody, and we're just really starting elections. Jody's going on vacation next week, and I'm going to have anxiety that she's never coming back.
Would you blame her?
I had a scary dream that you left me, and you just didn't show up for work, and you never said anything again. It was a horrible dream.
Like
I came downstairs. I'm like, I'm going to be really nice to you today.
We had a day on Friday.
We did.
It was a day.
I'm glad we are broadcasting.
We had a tech day. Oh, my God. You poor thing. Ay, ay, ay. Okay. Do we have any of the... Whatever.
Here we go.
Crime-ridden nation. We have become a nation like nobody thought possible.
We've become a nation.
If we becrumbed something, that means we ate cake.
Because he is of the Let Them Eat Cake party.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I believe we have some new tape of him saying we should cut Social Security and Medicare, which is very helpful. First of all, Biden, right? That was their biggest fundraising ever.
It was.
During the State of the Union. So he's already like boatloads ahead of Donald Trump.
Yes.
But we don't even need to do ads. I believe Rand Paul and others are on tape saying we need to cut Social Security and Medicare.
Yeah.
Please share widely with everyone you know, particularly those 60 and older. I mean, not that I know anyone that old, but, you know.
Well, how could you? You're just a child.
Right. Yeah, but someday I will. Okay, let's go to Mario in Illinois. Hello, Mario.
Thank you. Thank you very kindly of you taking my call.
Thank you.
I just want to emphasize and build on this great speech of Mr. Biden. We have to tell representatives, please tell Mr. Biden not to debate this monster. I don't want to say other words because it will not be profit in the air. But right. Mr. Biden has the biggest hands, not counting the biggest brain, than this poor little individual. Please do not debate this man.
Yeah.
And also, I want to appeal to the Arab community. I bought a car from a Palestinian guy a couple of years ago. I'm atheist. And this man asked to pray in my house because they prayed a few hours. I was so humble and moving. He almost convinced me to be Muslim, but I'm atheist, and I'm very proud.
Okay.
But believe me, Arab community, stay strong with Mr. Biden. Don't split your nose. It's going to split your whole face.
Right.
Yep. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. By the way, our big fan that I stay with up in Santa Barbara wants you to visit. She's an atheist.
Uh-huh.
She loves you. She wants another atheist. And she said, she asked me and my girlfriend, we said, we're agnostic. And she said, well, you know what an agnostic is, just a gutless atheist.
True.
I've never said that to you.
No, but she did. It was funny.
Yeah.
It was funny. Yes. A good time was had by all. She has two giant iguanas that Bonnie and Clyde were very interested in. Okay. Her part pit bull almost ate Bonnie, and then her cat almost killed Clyde on the way out, but we had a fantastic time. Oh, Clyde jumped in the jacuzzi with us. He's never been in water. He was quite startled. So we had a very adventurous weekend. We had a lovely, lovely time. Santa Barbara's lovely.
It is.
Right. Santa Barbara is gorgeous.
It's yes. beautiful.
It's just
indeed.
Super expensive to live there.
Yes.
Well, that's why she's nice enough to
right.
offer
exactly.
her guest house. It was fantastic. Yes. My girlfriend's birthday this week. It was fantastic. Okay, speaking of fun, what? Wow. Roy tweets, I bought front row tickets for Sexy Liberal Save the World comedy tour on Seattle June 1st at the Moore Theater for my wife and I. Now I'm worried my wife will try to jump on stage and ravage John Fugelsanger Hal Sparks. Will there be barriers in place? No. You should see what they wear. Nobody that wears clothes that tight does not want to be
should
ravaged.
Should we advise them to wear a cup?
Yes.
Okay.
John and Hal
yeah. both wear cups. Because they are used to being ravaged.
They should both come out and do their John Cena impression.
Exactly.
That was funny.
Yeah.
He has a very nice body. Oh, my God.
Yes. Yes. All the gay men and straight women noticed it.
Yes. Also, some happy clappy news. Best news of the week. Jasmine Crockett has won re-election already.
Yay.
She won her primary. Republicans didn't run anyone for the seat in their primary.
You know better.
That, you know what, Chris? That almost feels like that's Texas is worth a Sexy Liberal show. I'm just saying, if tickets continue to go as fast as they are, who knows what cities we could add.
It's on the list.
Hmm? Yes, indeed. By the by, our friend Dean Obadala, speaking of... he is also part Palestinian. I'm glad he keeps making this point. He made it on our show last week, but he tweeted, Netanyahu has long been part of the GOP apparatus. Netanyahu follows U.S. politics closely and knows the Gaza war is causing splinters in the Democratic mm-hmm. base. He is now openly working to undermine Biden and help Trump win.
Yep.
I mean, it is at this point gotten infuriating. You know, I was saying that for me started a long time ago when he disrespected President Obama regularly, mm-hmm. right? And the Republicans invited him to come give a speech to Congress behind Biden's back mm-hmm. to undermine the Iran deal. It's just he's always been
awful,
despicable. Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Michael, our pro boner in Oakland. Hi, Michael.
I resemble that remark.
You
so,
do.
By the way, I need to tell you that you were talking about Minnesota and their accents and the words they use. As a native Minnesotan, I can tell you there's no such thing as a casserole in Minnesota.
It's right. a hot dish. Always hot dish. Always a hot
Sorry.
Dish. Hot dish to pass. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
You will not
as long as it's
hear
reasonable.
About casseroles at Moose Lake or
right.
at the Harmar.
Oh, they better have a reasonable buffet.
I have
buffet.
Got to go to the Harmar now
yes.
when we're there.
They better have a reasonable buffet at the Harmar.
There's always Southdale.
Southdale. That was like the first enclosed shopping mall in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. All right, Mike, real quick, what you got?
One. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Real quick. Biden's already got a bump in the polls.
Yeah.
Democrats need to stop freaking out. I think
yes.
Trump peaked already. Too early, and we're going to win. Okay,
yep.
Thanks.
Thank
Bye.
You. Stop the bed wedding. Michael yep. Oakland, would like you to stop the bed wedding. Oh, mm-hmm. one last, I forgot a love tweet. Hang on. Bill says, Steph, Chris, Jody, I love you guys. You are my go-to. Just wanted to tell you helped me get through my heart CAT scan. I am terribly claustrophobic, so hearing you guys kept me calm during the scan. I was laughing through the entire test. Please, take us into the MRI machine with you.
I am very claustrophobic in
friends?
MRI machines.
Yeah.
Well, I don't like them. Most people are. And that's why you need to take
Stephanie Miller
with you.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. Hey, Dana Eagle's coming.
Yeah.
Is going to join us for the hour. We haven't seen her in an age.
Yeah.
In a minute or two.
Yep.
Hilarious. Hilarious comedian Dana Eagle. 18 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by my Road Genucel. That's right. I brought my probiotic moisturizer and my under eye immediate effects wrinkle cream. Because, you know, I mean, right? If you have 3 minutes in the morning or 30 minutes, keep your face looking younger and wrinkle-free. Gen 90. I bring it with. It's a little tube. It's easy to travel with. I can take it to Sexy Liberal. It is their newest product that reduces the appearance of wrinkles anywhere you use it, around the eyes, forehead, crow's feet, laugh lines, even the chin. It starts working in seconds. You know the thing under your chin? That thing right there. You know what I'm talking about.
What?
Yeah, that. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah.
There's a reason GenuCell has 400% the customer loyalty of other skincare brands. We've all been using it for years and years. Gen 90 and the XV cream. Ooh, I love that XV cream. I start every day with that. The collagen building moisturizer. Yeah. Chris does too, with vitamin C and hyaluronic acid in a pure natural base. Jody's very secretive about what GenuCell products she uses. She doesn't want to give anyone an edge.
Well.
Okay. Gen 90 and XV are now on sale during GenuCell's spring sale, included in the bestseller package with GenuCell's under eye bags and puffiness serum. Try it now. Order at GenuCell.com/Stephanie. Get a free spa box with two luxury skincare essentials plus free shipping. GenuCell.com/Stephanie. That's GenuCell.com/Stephanie.
You want to get nuts? Come on. Let's get nuts.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Okay, who wants better sex? Got your attention, didn't I? Who wants to start having better sex immediately? Best way to get started is go to adamandeve.com right now. They're offering 50% off on just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. And Adam and Eve wants to make your life easy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on the entire order. Don't wait. Better sex is just a click away. That's 50% off one item, free shipping with free rush processing. Bring more pleasure and satisfaction into your bedroom. Just go to adamandeve.com, select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything else you desire. Just enter the offer code Miller at checkout. The code is Miller at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this show. Be sure to use this code Miller. Get your discount, 100% free shipping. Get it fast with rush processing. That's right. I said start having better sex now. Adamandeve.com. Don't forget, that code is Miller. 50% off on just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He's 84 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris' key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for me. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help you shed those extra pounds, and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or you just want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent, running high-profile projects in Madison that change the city's skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 608-240-0314 and press 0 to apply. That's 608-240-0314 and press 0.
You wouldn't let a little cold weather or snow interrupt your outdoor cooking experience, no. Of course not. You're the master of the pit. No wind or snow or ice is slowing you down. So that's why we at Grandpa's Barbecue salute you. The rich, original flavor of barbecue the way it was meant to be. But you should also know that it works great in a crock pot, too. Shh, you didn't hear that from us. Grandpa's Barbecue, available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
What do you think of when I say the blues? Turns out the Madison area is home to a longtime active group of blues music enthusiasts. Formed 30 years ago, the Madison Blues Society offers events and education for everyone. Here's Society President Steve Porter.
Blues Society is a vehicle for people to support local blues, both musical events, musical performers, just spreading the word on the blues to the younger generation, to the public in general.
Long Maritime Society member Sherry Davis explains why the blues means so much to her.
It moves me. It's real. It speaks to me. And I feel like it's a way I can express myself.
Learn more about the Madison Blues Society and check out some upcoming events at madisonbluessociety.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Stephanie Miller.
We got to give our poltergeist credit. They are good. Creative.
They're good.
Friday we were off the air entirely, and then now I can't.
But we weren't off the air entirely.
No, on Free Speech.
Yes, Free Speech TV.
And
Chris Lavoie nicely put up this commercial-free StephCast for free for everybody.
I put a couple of commercials in.
Yeah. Oops. Oh, well. We told them they're pretty first before we slipped it to them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, but I don't know. I weirdly at some points cannot hear music and think I'm going crazy, which is also a possibility.
You heard Candy Girl by New Edition.
Yes.
You just heard that.
Bonnie the Buxom Blonde from Minnesota is on the line. Hi, Bonnie. I certainly hope you and your
Stephanie.
Boobies will be at Sexy Liberal. Hmm. Hello.
Hey, Jody, Mokey, Chris.
Hello.
I just got my ticket to Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Tour at Pantages Theater in Minneapolis.
Yay.
Woohoo! At the Pantages.
And this is where you and the other sexy liberals will be greeted too. Minnesota, land of 10,000 lakes,
yes.
Hordes of Scandinavian bucks and blondes, mm-hmm. and of course, the Miracle Mile Shopping Mall.
Oh,
fantastic.
Okay.
We can't wait.
I was so glad to get a ticket because there aren't that many left.
I know. I heard. Thank you so much, Minneapolis. Yeah. Thank you, Minneapolis. We can't wait to see you. We haven't been to Minneapolis in a minute, and you get to kick off the whole tour.
Is there a reasonable buffet in the downtown area?
Yay!
Is there?
I don't know.
You don't know. Okay. All right. We'll have to find one.
I just go to restaurants. Like, okay. I don't know.
Like everybody else.
All right. Well, we'll just meet you at the Harmar then, and we'll figure it out from there.
Alrighty then.
Alrighty then.
Thanks so much. Okay. I think everything there is reasonable. Okay. And they have fantastic senators. Imagine you're from Alabama. Let's think about that for a minute. That Tommy Tuberville is your less embarrassing senator
right.
now?
Ooh.
I mean, that's weird.
That's grody.
I know. Okay. Oh, Dave in Minneapolis.
Aww.
Hello, Dave.
Good morning, kids. How is everybody doing?
Good. I can feel Minneapolis starting to vibrate with excitement.
Yes.
Oh, it is. It is. Vibrating. I drive down the street and I hear the Stephanie Miller Show blasting from every car.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Driving down Hennepin Avenue.
Oh, yeah.
And
Hennepin.
You are a preacher, and I think my Katie Britt bit where I said baby Jesus says to go to sexyliberal.com seemed to work. It seemed to, right? And now the exorcist bit, the power of Christ compelled you to go to sexyliberal.com.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. See, this is what I love about you. You are, as a good Catholic girl, know this, and Chris can't be trained. But anyway.
I went to Catholic school for a year, so I know some things.
So why do you think he's an atheist?
Yeah. I know. Hey, I'm Lutheran, and that still can happen.
Uh-huh.
But I just need to know how many servings of the tater tot hot dish I should order.
Oh.
Well, just for Chris, bring,
a lot.
Whatever.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did you bring enough to pass?
So,
about a boatload.
Yeah, well, bring enough to pass. And I'll bring some funeral jello, too. That's another Minnesota.
Yes, it is.
Funeral jello.
Yeah, what's in it? What's in the...
Well, jello. And if you put shredded carrots in it, it's called a salad. If you put fruit in it, it's a dessert.
See? Shredded carrots go in jello salad.
No.
Oh, God. No.
I just think I'm
going to
buy it.
Speaking of Minnesota. Okay,
yeah,
Dave.
I'm right here with you. Can I just make a comment about this senator from Alabama and her breathy Brenda Vaccaro thing she did? This hypocrisy of this group, they cannot do anything honestly. I mean, she has to come out and admit, that, well, yeah, that really wasn't under Biden's administration, now was it?
And not in America. Right.
Right. Exactly.
Other than that, Mrs. Lincoln. Yeah. 29 minutes after the hour. Danny Eagle, comedian extraordinaire, coming up on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This report sponsored by Current Electric, home of the superhero. Current Electric, a pioneer in solar energy for residential and commercial in the state. Go to callcurrent.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The weather is warm, windy, and dry today. Wildlife officials are warning about the danger of wildfires in Wisconsin. Most of the state is under a moderate risk for wildfires, but the risk is high in the Northwest. A lack of snow this winter led to an early start to the fire season. The U.S. House votes this week to try to force Chinese company ByteDance to sell the popular social media app TikTok. Wisconsin Congressman Mike Gallagher says the bill is not a ban.
It is TikTok's choice whether to continue and not be hosted on app stores or just to divest and separate from ByteDance and TikTok, and then people can continue to enjoy the app.
As it is, Gallagher says it's too easy for the Chinese Communist Party to use TikTok to spread electioneer lies in the U.S. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Some Prairie parents are raising concerns about a kindergarten unit on Native Americans, which they say is inaccurate and culturally insensitive. The unit was developed by nonprofit Core Knowledge, and some Dane County teachers have already raised concerns about some of the content. Among other things, the unit has kindergarten students dress up as indigenous people and reenact a powwow. The Some Prairie School Board will vote on whether to use the unit on Monday. Dane County officials are calling for a Republican appointee to the State Elections Commission to step down. They passed a resolution calling for Bob Spindell to resign on Thursday. Spindell has praised low voter turnout among black people in Milwaukee and served as one of the state's false electors after the 2020 presidential election. The resolution calls into question his ability to prioritize the interests of all voters in Wisconsin and undermines the credibility of the State Elections Commission. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wuggehout, WMDX News.
This is Chuck Smith, owner of Current Electric, home of the superheroes. Have you noticed electrical problems in your home or business? Flickering lights, broken breakers, outlets that wiggle and jiggle? Current Electric knows the most important thing is protecting your family, and our heroes are experts at electrical repairs and upgrades. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, we answer the call. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. 262-786-5885. Keep your electricity alive.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny and a little breezy today. We'll get to around 64 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 15 to 25. Tonight we'll drop down to 45. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and warm, 69 for a high. Then on Wednesday, partly cloudy. Could see a few showers by late Wednesday and Wednesday night. Our high Wednesday, 64. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
Unleashed Live is coming to Barnwood Events in Madison this April. Calling all visionary leaders, change makers, and soulful CEOs, it's time to release any lingering chains of expectation, unleash the authentic leader within you, and expand your brand impact. Soul Seed Strategy facilitates transformation by creating an experience that supports you to embody greater authenticity and step into expanded leadership. Register now at soulseed.com.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Sometimes it's not good to be rich. I just posted a $91 million bond, $91 million, on a fake story, totally made up story. Think of it, $91 million.
Now it's going to be more.
I could say things about what it would cost normally. $91 million, based on false accusations made about me by a woman that I knew nothing about, didn't know, never heard of. I know nothing about her. She wrote a book. She said things. And when I denied it, I said, it's so crazy. It's false. I got sued for defamation.
Can you hear the cash register in your voice? It's just in your head. It's, yeah. Okay. Defamed her again. There you go. Also, hey, mainstream media, maybe I need to get my bullhorn. Check into where he got the bond for that, because you know he doesn't have that money. Just saying, Seth Abramson, David K. Johnson kind of point. It looks like, weirdly, it points to Russia. Yes. Yes. Sorry, I got you. Yeah. Weirdly, it's some guy, don't all the names, but yeah, I think that might be a little bit of a national, international security problem, maybe.
A little bit.
A little bit. Okay. Sue in Rockville. Hello, Sue.
Hey there, everyone.
Hey.
You know, Bob Seska always says Trump always makes things worse for Trump.
Does. Yeah.
And last night, a billion people heard Jimmy Kimmel utter the best one-liner of the night.
Ever. Yeah.
And that's gonna keep resonating. But also his second best, as far as I was concerned, was when he was talking about Brit, and he was talking about how Emma Stone in Poor Things played a woman with the brain of a child. And
yes.
Then his quip was, like the lady who gave the rebuttal to the State of the Union.
Yes, another great one.
Yeah, and I think it just got lost in all of the other stuff, because a lot of it was not really funny, you know. And the presenters looked awkward in many cases, but he completely...
Those two awful dresses, yeah. I don't know who those actresses were, but oh my God, that big poofy one and the other...
What, the
one that she won, the lady that won the Oscar?
No.
You're
two
talking,
presenters.
Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Look
at me in my latest.
They're playing the two witches in the upcoming Wicked.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, I love Wicked.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, look at me in my Trump shirt and my baseball hat, being a fashion critic.
Well,
you're the Blackwell of this
what
room.
What I really loved. What I loved was how Emma Stone's dress broke.
I know, that was classic. Yeah. She's adorable.
And she said, I did that during I'm Just Ken.
Yeah, she's adorable. I didn't see the movie. I'm that critic that didn't see anything.
Which movie?
Poor Things.
Jodie and Chris says she is fantastic.
It's not for everybody.
Earned the Oscar. But I just thought Annette Bening and Jodie Foster were fantastic. And of course, I love the lesbian movie.
They were
movie.
Fantastic, too, in a small movie. But what Poor Things does is take you to a completely different world and reality.
Yeah.
And if you're in for the ride, it is glorious. It is a once-in-a-lifetime trip.
Yep.
Yeah.
Adam, go see it.
Well, now I feel like I have to go.
It's on Hulu.
See it.
It's on
like
Hulu.
Hulu.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
It's like a movie roller coaster.
I think you're going to turn it off after about a half hour.
It's a very strange, wonderful film.
You have to
film.
Understand that it's really, really weird.
Yeah, it's odd.
But it's also very funny.
I made it through Katie Britt, so, you know.
Okay.
All right. There are different hand gestures in this.
It's Frankenstein as a sex comedy.
Kind of, yeah. That's a good way to...
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mike in Colorado. Hello, Mike.
Hang on here a minute.
Did I call it a bad time?
First off, I like your shirt, Steph.
Thank you very much. Thank you. It's the largest one
anyway.
I could find. The largest letters.
Anyway, I was born and raised in the Johnson County area. And the representative of the four districts, this is the only Democrat. In Washington,
right.
Davis.
People that just tuned in, this is where they had the GOP fundraiser where people got to beat an effigy of Biden.
Right.
For a donation.
And anyway, it's Johnson County. Her district is Johnson County in Wyandotte.
Yeah. Can you confirm it is a bunch of Johnson heads that live there?
Let's say a relatively liberal part of the state.
Oh, it is.
It's a it's a southwest burbs of Kansas City.
Well, I see. I saw that Kansas Republicans condemned it, but I just thought, you know, you can't. They can't separate themselves anymore. The whole party, when you're the face of the party, is Marjorie Taylor Greene and Katie Britt and all these lunatics. You can't go, oh, well, this isn't our party. Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. This is exactly your party.
Absolutely is. Yeah, they're the people that they put forward.
Yeah, Kevin in D.C. Hello, Kev. Hi,
well, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning. And may I say, I like that you wear those different shirts, Stephanie. It gives me plausible deniability while I'm looking in your chest area.
Well,
just look at your shirt, of course.
You.
Sure.
Thank you.
Don't say it. Yes. Don't say it, Chris.
Listen, I have to lovingly put tape over one of the letters every time I wear one of these shirts on Free Speech TV. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, I've got to say with that, speaking of implausible deniability, what was the woman you were talking about that was on ABC this week that was claiming she was being shamed?
Nancy Mace.
Right? Yeah.
Yes. And then the Katie person that when they asked her, you know, she also kept switching subjects when they asked her about having her story about
sex trafficking being a complete lie. Yes.
Yeah, and it being in under Bush. And then there was this Latina woman. I can't remember her name. She was on Amen, and someone was taking Amen's place. And this Latina woman that's running as a Republican, they kept asking her, how can you, considering the things you said about Latino right off the bat when he said thing about Mexican and regular,
right.
And how can you, and she, that woman did the same thing about keep switching. But the point is Biden's economy, blah, blah, blah. They never, when you nail them, they don't answer the question. They try to deflect.
And they're all Trumpy. They all double down. They lie. They don't ever apologize. I heard it was Joe Scarborough this morning said that this party is just in a death spiral that they can't seem to pull out of. And he just said Trump's going to lose again. He's going to take all these candidates down with him. Our friend Mark Hamill with some Twitter fun facts. These are not so fun facts. Al Gore won 543,895 more votes than George W. Bush. Hillary Clinton won 2,868 and 686 more votes than prisoner number 1135809. That's a lot of numbers. Isn't
it is.
One person, one vote. Whoever gets the most votes is the winner. And John Fugelsang just retweeted and said, the Electoral College is proof we still don't have a democracy.
Yep.
That's got to be on our to-do list, along with, expanding the Supreme Court. I'm tired of just like saying, oh, that's just the way it is, right? Mm-hmm. Gail in Long Island. Hello, Gail.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Hi there.
Hi.
Listen, I just wanted to say, I'm sure other people said it, but I didn't, I don't know. Biden debating this low-life criminal, you know, is so beneath the presidency, and it legitimizes him.
Yeah.
You know, and he's not even qualified to run anyway, and he checks all of the boxes under Section 3.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And he should be in jail.
Gail, I am with you. We're all with you, Gail. I am with you, lady. Yeah, it's that whole thing about wrestling with a pig, right? Mm-hmm. You know, you both get dirty, the pig likes it.
Yeah.
But I think after Biden's State of the Union and just any rally that you watch, any speech you watch of Trump's, I don't think he's gonna debate Biden.
He wouldn't.
Oh, my God.
He would not.
Yeah. Blah, 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 blah. Bob in Dallas. Hello, Bob.
How are you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Do you remember the situation back in 2017 where some of Trump's goons broke into Harold Bornstein's office?
His crazy doctor.
And they took his medical records?
Yes, Michael Cohen has talked about this.
What's that?
Yeah, Michael Cohen has talked about this. Yeah.
Exactly. And the thing is, my concern is that was Ronnie Jackson was his doctor.
Thank you.
They didn't go through the proper methods. What are they hiding?
Yeah.
What is Trump hiding here?
Yeah, clearly.
And we have a right to know as citizens that our president should have, you know, they should have a full, complete physical exam. So we don't know he's going to drop dead on day one.
Right, exactly. By a real doctor, not a,
Dr. Feelgood.
Pill dispensing drunk, allegedly. Do I need to say that?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, and also that Dr. Bornstein died under suspicious circumstances. Mm-hmm. Do you think it was
murder?
You know, I give and I give. I let you guys say it because it's super fun. I deprive myself the joy of
saying.
And
it puts us on the hook for the lawsuit, not you.
Exactly.
Murder.
Oh, there you go.
There you
now
go.
You're on the hook.
I'm going to join you in prison. Okay. Oh, all right. Here's another stumble. Is this Putin? Putin is Putin now?
Mm-hmm. Putin.
When Trump was president, there were none of these problems. Israel wouldn't have been attacked. Mm-mm. Ukraine and Russia wouldn't be fighting. I knew Putin. I know him very well. He was no way he was going in.
Uh huh. Yeah. Sure.
Putin.
Sure.
And he referred to himself in the third person.
Oh, yeah, that's we're in that phase of the crazy now. Trump is president, remember that? Okay, can we just dispense with these?
That's why they're weaponizing law enforcement for high-level election interference against Joe Biden's top
blah, blah, blah.
And only blah. Political appointment, blah. A guy named me. It's a guy named me.
That's what he said.
He talks like an 8-year-old.
Yes.
Okay.
A dumb 8-year-old.
Okay. Here's, I'm clapping. Why am I clapping? Because that's the end of the Trump soundbites.
Good. Good.
Jody gets that glazed eye, like lost the will to live, dead inside white lady look.
Uh-huh.
Just like, oh, no.
By the way, I think the Katie Britt look.
I think we should grab Jimmy Kimmel's when he says blah, blah, blah for whenever we're talking about Trump tweets. Because okay. That's all I hear in my head.
Blah,
just
blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, make America blah, great. Blah, 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 make America great. Blah, blah.
Blah.
What? Hey, George Scranton has tickets to Sexy Liberal.
Sexy Liberal Philly?
Hi, George.
Good morning. Thanks so much.
Yes.
I've seen you in Washington uh-huh. twice.
Oh.
Now I'm going to see you in Boston. Uh-huh. I can't wait.
Wow.
I'm going to also see you in Washington next year.
Wow.
Yay. And I hope that President Biden will pardon you uh-huh. if... under the worst circumstances, he doesn't get reelected.
Oh, yeah.
Why, blanket pardon.
Why would I need to? Okay, all
for,
right.
For things you've said about Trump.
I've listened to you every day.
Oh, okay.
You're going to need a pardon,
yeah.
Kid.
You're going to need a blanket, right, a blanket
you,
pardon.
Thank
before,
you, George. I yeah. appreciate that.
If
just
things,
for this T-shirt alone.
If things go awry.
Things go south.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Hey, that's a good idea. I would definitely buy tickets to more than one Sexy Liberal. These news cycles are crazy.
Yeah.
Right? It's going to be a totally different show when we start in Minneapolis next month from when we end in Washington, D.C. in January. Oh, my God. Okay. We're always doing new stuff because it's right? Who knows? I mean, there's someone's going to be crazier than Katie Britt in 2 weeks when we go to Minneapolis.
Oh, that's what you hope for, isn't
well,
it?
Well, you know. Okay. 46 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by my travel, my Sexy Liberal Cozy Earth pajamas.
Oh, yeah.
They're going on the road.
They are.
Maybe I'll do a little animation where you see my pajamas just, you know, going around, you know, like that map of the United States.
Sure.
I didn't get very much sleep. I watched the whole Oscars. Okay, so soft, so luxurious. Cozy Earth sheets, Cozy Earth jammies, Cozy Earth towels. I mean, so many 5-star reviews. Hallie says, everyone deserves to splurge on these sheets. You'll have no regrets. I couldn't agree more. And you get a bar and a goon.
Yes, you do.
When you type, you know. Miller in at checkout. They are made from viscose from bamboo. That makes them temperature regulating so you'll sleep cool and comfy. There is a reason why they made Oprah's favorite things 5 years in a row. Life-changing luxury. The world's softest sheets. Go to CozyEarth.com. The promo code is Miller at checkout to save up to 35% on Cozy Earth bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. CozyEarth.com. The promo code is Miller.
Oh, my God!
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives. So it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy. She sleeps well. She's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the
choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I'm so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Hey, Darcy, I just saw the perfect house. Can you help me write an offer on it?
I'd be happy to, Brian. Did you see it at an open house?
No, I just called the sign and had the agent show it to me. Right. I didn't want to bug you.
Right. How many times have you heard me say don't call the sign?
All of them.
You called the agent working for the seller, and once you see the property with that agent, I'm no longer free to write an offer on it.
So?
You need to hire us from the beginning, help you find the right home, negotiate on your behalf, and protect your interests all the way through the process, and it shouldn't cost you a dime.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Find them at SolidarityRealty.com.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed at a reasonable hour. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe from 7 to 9 p.m. on Mad Radio, 1580 a.m. and 92.7 FM, WMDX.
From the Ad Council.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Traveling Dr. Marty's Blend.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. So, by the way, so easy to travel. You take a little bag. It's raw. It's freeze-dried. It's a shelf-stable.
It is.
You don't have to, right? You can't travel with the stuff you got to put in your freezer or your fridge. And you cut it open. It's wet and it's gross. Oh, my God. Dr. Marty's. And I walked them for like 1,000 miles on the beach. And so they were hungry.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'm just telling you, Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, the best food in the world. I'm telling you, some companies, they make like other stuff like candy bars that make dog food. Ah, Dr. Marty makes pet food for kitties and doggies, period. Made of real food.
Yeah.
Turkey, beef, duck, salmon. Throw in some antioxidant-rich fruits and vegetables. They love it, love it, love it. Right now, you get 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-flavored dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply. Paul in Seattle. Hello, Paul.
You know, in the law, if a witness is found to be untruthful in any part of their testimony, their entire testimony is considered to be suspect.
Right.
So
right.
When Katie Britt stepped forward as the lead witness for the Republicans in responding to the State of the Union address and leads off with a lie, presumably that means that the Republicans have nothing truthful to discuss.
Mm-hmm.
So everything they say about the border so-called crisis in particular is suspect.
Thank
and
you.
Presumably a lie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and plus, you're like, they're just so incompetent. Like, nobody thought to fact check this major national address.
They just went off by what they saw on TikTok.
Yeah. And by the way, mainstream media, again, it's a blogger that figured this out.
Yeah.
And then the mainstream media picked up on the story. I mean, yeah, the White House said instead of telling more debunked lies to justify opposing the toughest bipartisan border legislation in modern history, Senator Britt should stop choosing human smugglers and fentanyl traffickers over our national security and the Border Patrol Union. Like President Biden said in his State of the Union, we have a simple choice. We can fight about fixing the border or we can fix it. I mean, that's the other layer of... First of all, she didn't ask the woman's permission.
Right.
The story's a complete lie. And she voted against the bill.
Yeah, they all have.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, Okay. Robert in Chicago. Hi, Robert.
Hey, Steph. This is your favorite barman from Chicago. I just wanted to let you know we couldn't wait till August, so we got our tickets for Madison.
Wow.
Yay. Oh, it'll be a whole different show by August.
It will.
That's the big DNC show.
We don't care. We just want to see you.
Oh.
We don't care.
Oh.
And my wife is looking forward to groping you if she gets the opportunity.
Wow.
I just got to warn you.
Wow.
Beautiful blonde woman. You'll love her.
And he's going to sit in the corner and watch.
Wow. What's the liberal version of Moms for Liberty?
Absolutely. Vicariously.
All right. Mom, what should we name the liberal Moms for Liberty?
Moms for Actual Liberty?
Actual Moms for Actual Liberty?
Mm. Moms for Ball Gags? I don't know.
There you go.
Something.
You'll figure it out.
That's something. Okay. Steve in Missouri. Hello, Steve.
How you doing, ladies and gents?
Good. Go ahead.
You know, I have the full faith and confidence of the American voters. I really do not believe for one second Trump is going to be president. And for those who think that, you know, Trump is just going to create chaos after he loses, you know, I have full faith and credit in Putin, too, because he loves to tie up loose ends, if
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean.
Mm. I think I do.
Stay away from windows.
Exactly. That made him chuckly.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of, I don't know what the betting pool was on an aneurysm last night with Jimmy Kimmel's joke, but okay. Oh, even Newsmax gave Katie Britt a bad review. Eric Bolling called her phony and embarrassing. She said she represents what's wrong with the Republican Party.
Well,
he's right.
It's all what's wrong.
Yeah,
with the Party. All of them, pretty much. I can't. Aren't they having like a contest? I can't decide on any given day who's most embarrassing now. It's, you know. Oh, and this one. This had a sting. President Biden's campaign raked in donations during State of the Union that opened up a huge advantage over Trump. And plus, they're going to spend all his money on his legal.
That's right.
President's campaign raised $1 million on Thursday before the speech even began, and record hauls during the speech. 9 o'clock hour, they thought was going to be the biggest fundraising hour. Then the 10 o'clock hour was even more, the best 2 hours of the entire campaign. Jonathan Lemire said they already walked into Thursday with a massive fundraising advantage over Trump, who struggled to raise money, also because he had to devote so much of the money he's raised to his legal bills. Even prior to last night, Democrats feel great about the speech. They felt like they had a significant financial advantage. They're going to be able to bury Trump in ads. And helpfully, they're writing them for us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's one they're using Lindsey Graham in.
Mm-hmm.
In the car when he's talking about that there's not a better man in the world than
Joe Biden.
He goes on and on. And then warning about, you know, about Trump.
Yep.
And that's all you need, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, 58 minutes after the hour, I predict that Dana Eagle is going to say, caw, caw, because she always does that. Yeah. That's a crow, not an eagle, but it's okay. Next.
Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. The John and Gordy Show.
Robin Voss is out there again, you know, getting angry about making pot legal.
Hang on a second, John. I have to pick up this glass ornament. I got it.
That scares the bejesus out of most of the members of my caucus because we know the wrong thing for Wisconsin is to legalize recreational marijuana.
Oh, my God.
Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.